When you have a student who's telling a story and they don't tell that story in the conventional narrative sequence, meaning from beginning, middle, and end, it may be difficult for you to appreciate that child's narrative style. But I do want to add that narrative styles do vary across cultures. Some cultures do use that traditional style, but others are more circular in their conversation rather than linear. Some teachers believe they're talking off the topic when they really are on the topic. For some groups, this warm-up period where they need to tell you the story and then get specifically to the point that you're asking. So it does take some patience and understanding on the part of teachers to realize that the child is telling a story, may not be in the traditional sequence or format, but if you give them some time, they really will get to answer your question. Now, in reality, you know, class time is short, and you may not always have an opportunity for students to tell their story and get to a point. So again, that's not a narrative style you want to take away from a child or culturally different populations. That's something you want to build on. So you have to assertively, aggressively, proactively, but with care and compassion, teach that child how to also tell a story in the traditional sense. Because when they write a paper, when they have to answer an exam question, it is more likely going to be in that traditional sense. So don't take the non-traditional style away. Add to it with the traditional style. And that will benefit that child in both ways, both inside of school and outside of school.